Maseches Kelim, Perakei Mishnehe, Musaf HaTaner, the extension of a tanner. So this musaf was a round earthenware attachment that was put at the top of the stove or just inside of it, and it was done to conserve the heat of the tanner. So shel balabatim, if it was of a householder's tahar, then it would be considered tahar. Vishal nachtaimim, but if it was of professional bakers, tame, then it is tame. Why? Bepnei shehu soimech alav es hashbud, because the baker would sometimes also roast meat inside his tanner, and he would lean on this piece, his spit, the shbud, that he would, you know, rotisserie the meat on. So therefore, it's considered a part of the oven. Rabbi Yechlan Hasandler would say, "Mipnei shehu oifa by kishehu nidchak." When he's pressed and he has to make a lot of bread in one shot, the baker would actually bake on this attachment as well. Kayaitzavai, similarly, Musaf Hayaira shall shelke zesim, the addition of the cauldron or the kettle of shelke zesim, those who boiled olives. So they would boil olives to extract the last bit of oil in them, in this big pot. And to keep it from boiling over and creating a mess, they would extend the pot with an earthenware attachment, an earthenware rim on top of the pot or the kettle. And this allowed them to boil a greater amount of material inside the pot. That would be tame, v'shal tzabon. But if it was of dyers, this extension was on the kettles or on the cauldrons of dyers, tahar, that was tahar, because when it came to dyers, they would never want what was inside the kettle to come in contact with earthenware, because that would ruin the dye. Mishnah Vav, Tanner shenasan by afar ad chetzai. Let's say you have a tanner and you fill it with dirt up to halfway up. So you actually fill up the inside of it with dirt. So me afar ulmatan, from the dirt and down, metama b'maga, it will be tame with contact. So meaning if something tame comes into contact with the upper portions of the wall above the dirt, the walls below the dirt will be tame. Will be tame. Ulamailan, and above them, metame ba'avir. And if you suspend, let's say, a sheretz into the airspace above them, then the walls above them will be tame, but the walls below will not be tame in such a situation. Nasnai alpi habar alpi hadois. If, let's say, the person put the tanner on the mouth of a pit in the ground, or on the mouth of a dus, which is a cistern. Now, this cistern was built with masonry. It wasn't just a dugout hole, but it was lined with brickwork. And some say it was actually above ground. But in any event, so you put the tanner over the opening of this cavity, minasan sham evan, and you put a stone there. And there are different opinions as to where this stone was and how this was arranged. Some say the stone was used to wedge the oven in place to keep it from falling in. Others say that the stone was a very large stone that sat in the mouth and the oven sat on top of the stone. Rabbi Huda said, Im masik milmatan v'hu nisuk milmailan. If he lit the fire below, meaning in the pit or the cistern, and it was heated above, meaning the heat went up the walls and into the oven, heating up the oven, tame, it is tame. And Rabbi Huda held otherwise, it would not be tame. And the reason being is Rabbi Huda had a very unique position. He held that for an oven to become tame, it also had to be attached to the ground. And it would only be considered attached to the ground in this position on top of the bara or on top of the dos, only if it was positioned in such a way that the heat would travel up like this, so it was attached that well. But the chachamim, if it's not attached that well, then it's not attached to the ground, and therefore, according to Rabbi Yehuda, it is not going to be mekabel tuma yet. The chachamim, and the chachamim say, Hail the husak mikal makam tame. So long, and since it's been heated from any place, it's going to be tame, and it doesn't matter whether it was attached to the ground or not at the time that it was heated. They disagree with Rabbi Huda. They don't have this extra requirement, which, incidentally, Rabbi Huda learns from Midrasha. They don't learn that way, and so they don't require it, and such an oven will be tame.